This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to go chase the highest of the highest, like... And I'm going to keep doing it. Like, and I'm going to stand on what I stand on. Like, and I don't want to feel like a cancer at all. Cause I don't like all that attention and all that. Like, that's not me. Like, honestly, like, and I'm just standing on business, man.
Bills running back James Cook.
Standing on business.
And that was with Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco on the nightcap. Not ours, with Zach Jones.
No. Not quite. Sorry, we're cleaning up the fallout from the fingies.
The food.
Come on, Joe. I said 30 seconds.
Which will get revisited in the next commercial break.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
We're here at Batavia Downs for the 2025 Legends and Stars Sports Collectors Expo. And in the last hour, we were saying, like, you know, a lot of hockey attire, everything like that. Mm-hmm. And now it is transitioning over to Sabres. Over to Bills, excuse me.
As I was going to say, that'd still be hockey attire.
Doug Gilmore is still here until 1 o'clock, but we're getting our Bills setups now. Frank Reich, Kyle Williams, London Fletcher, Steve Christie. As those are the ones that are going to be coming down the docket here. Reich getting started, pretty much right now, actually. Then Kyle Williams at 1 o'clock, London Fletcher at 1:30, Steve Christie at 2 o'clock, along with Drew Pearson. So... we're getting a lot of our Bills attire here in the autograph room, waiting for players like Reich or Williams, Fletcher or Christie, anything of the sort.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty cool.
It's interesting to watch the attire changing right now here.
Oh, it did. It happened quick.
Derek Kramer, Joe Cali here with you on Sports Talk Saturday, like I said, out here at Batavia Downs. If you're here, feel free to wave, say hello. We'll make sure, if we're not working, at least to wave back.
Yeah. Just don't scream into the microphone.
Yeah, you know.
I beg.
Yes. But, you know, if we're off air, you know, come say hi. And we'd be happy to, you know, talk with you. Anything that we do on the air, we do happily off the air. It's probably one of the things that, like, your friends always ask you, like, hey, you talk about this. Like, what do you...
Yeah.
It's one of your jobs.
Right.
So, you sound a little annoyed about that.
No, it depends. It's definitely become more of a job where I don't want to do it in my spare time. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, fair.
But, no.
No,
I'm never opposed to a good conversation. Yeah, there's a long line now. Holy cow.
It's getting there now because Frank Reich's up now. And, again, when you have a legendary comeback.
The legendary comeback until Jeff Saturday blew that lead to the Vikings.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
In the playoffs, though, I still think it holds.
He also, to make matters worse, he also did it when Reich got released. That's how he blew it. Frank Reich was the Colts coach.
That's right.
And then Saturday takes over and takes away the comeback. The Colts are the bane of that poor man's existence.
Yikes. And now he's laughing at Dan Orlovsky on ESPN like he deserves to have an opinion. So, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm a Jeff Saturday hater.
I am too. Yeah, there's no need for anything like that. But no, the Colts take away his job, and then they take away his record for the most points come back.
What,
the Colts are mean.
As I said earlier, the duality of sport.
Yeah.
Just happens.
Ah, ah.
Nothing could happen like that with pony racing like behind us, though.
Yeah, that is happening.
They're training, at least.
Yes, they're training out back.
No live racing us. Right now.
I will say, legitimately, when I was setting up here, getting everything set to go, putting the computer up, the unit, everything like that, I see one of the horses go by. I go, oh, look, a horse.
Like you were like, surprised?
Like it wasn't supposed to happen.
Right. Not like there's a track or anything like that, you know?
No. Yeah, I was just like, oh, like a horse.
You know, Tavy Downs racing, all that, you know.
Shut up.
No.
Why do I admit these things? Why do I do this to myself? It's because it's fun. Back to the discussion, though, with the Bills of how to go about the offseason and not to mention how to deal with the James Cook situation. Again, it's weird to not have answers.
Mm-hmm.
And the first way you're going to get answers is through the combine and through meetings. If the Bills are meeting with a couple of running backs, I think that's going to tell some story.
Right.
Tell some side of the story, I should say. If they draft one, of course, that will probably put a definitive answer on what will they do about the James Cook situation. And for me, like, I've got nothing against what Cook is doing. He is 1,000% in his right to ask about a pay raise and try to shoot high so that, you know, the negotiation can meet somewhere in the middle comfortably.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think $12 million is a very comfortable place for James Cook, especially with the salary cap going up.
I agree.
That's where I think the difference is. If you start going higher than that, that's when, in market sense, it makes no sense. And that's not disparaging the player. That's just the unfortunate sign of doing business. And I think there's a difference. I don't worry about the fact, though, that this player is asking for what he wants.
No, no, as any player should. There's ways to go about it, and he's taking the proper precautions to go about it. Not.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is going to sound like I'm comparing him to how Diggs, whatever. It's not the same
situation.
It's
not even close to the same situation because the way Cook is conducting himself is in a different manner.
Yes.
He's
not being a diva.
He literally
says,
I don't want to create any drama.
Yeah. He knows the success of the team is the most important thing, and he's treating it that way. So not becoming a sideshow, which is what you would want, and he's media trained clearly. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's doing it the proper way. So
yeah,
can't be upset that someone's asking for a raise, and who's deserving of it. He tied the franchise record for touchdowns in a single season, 16.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
you can't say he doesn't deserve it because he does.
He's put up statistics consistently
right.
Ever since he's arrived here as a Bill.
Yeah.
And it'll be a tough loss if you lose him. Hopefully you don't.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, I'm thinking 12 is the comfortable salary, $12 million per year for James Cook. Especially, again, with the cap going up, you need support players. You need good players around you. Sometimes you got to spend money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got to break the market to do it. I don't expect James Cook to break the market, but I do expect that he is going to get that pay raise, be it here or somewhere else.
Somewhere else will pay him.
Might as well see if you can afford him first.
Yeah, test it, you know.
Yeah.
Don't break the bank on him by any means, but he's a good player to keep around. And
exactly.
You don't want to part ways with a running back that just broke your franchise record. You want to do whatever you can to keep him around. But, you know, money is money at the end of the day. This is all a business, and the sentimental value doesn't really mean anything in the stretch of it.
Yeah.
So you just kind of have to move on.
I hope, though, that they can at least capitalize next year with James Cook still in the building. And up until then, you got some gymnastics to do anyway.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to do something that I've been advocating for. Go get a Myles Garrett.
Exactly.
Go get a Trey Hendrickson. Go get a Max Crosby.
Yeah.
That also tells me there's a problem with cap gymnastics for James Cook.
Right.
If I'm saying this as my idea, my decision of what I would do, I'm also probably letting go of James Cook.
Yeah.
The Bills will not be able to afford all of these pieces all at once.
Right.
I still think that getting that star pass rusher is a helpful fix.
Yeah.
And even looking back now at the Philadelphia Super Bowl,
they rushed with four the entire time.
Yes, but it was also the perfect game.
Yeah.
You got to think about this. The Bills had more sacks this year than the Eagles did.
Yeah. They just executed their plan better.
They had their plan better. But that's why I think it is an extra person. The Bills have guys all around the defense. They just don't have a superstar there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference when you go getting a superstar. If it's with just a bunch of guys that are like waiver fodder.
Yeah.
Or below average starters, then you have a problem. That player then gets overshadowed. If you add an elite player to a good roster of talent,
mm-hmm.
it allows for them to truly shine.
Right.
All of them.
Well, and you've heard Myles Garrett talk to him specifically. Same as Amari Cooper. I've had the success, right, in places,
yeah.
Not the team success. I think the team success at his point in the career, right, 30, he's going to be 30 years old in December.
Right.
I think that might mean a little more to him, getting that ring,
yes.
Getting to the top.
There are players that will absolutely value that sort of thing, and I think that Garrett would be one of them, especially with
yeah.
the fact that he was in contention with Cleveland until they weren't.
Right, right.
That's the part that hurts, is they were there, starting to threaten. They had Mayfield. Everything was looking good for them. Mm-hmm. And then, all of a sudden, it's gone because they wanted an adult in the quarterback room, and then they went
yeah.
and got the opposite.
Oh, yeah, they got an absolute man-child who eats bone-in, boneless wings in Ohio. So
Jesus.
I don't know. It's just they mishandled that because look at how Baker's playing healthily in Tampa Bay. He's giving them
yeah.
a chance, right? He literally played through a gruesome injury, and you let him go the way
yeah.
you did. Like, it was just so mishandled. It's terrible. But
it's
I wouldn't expect anything different from the Cleveland Browns at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's not the draft day Cleveland Browns with Kevin Costner behind the helm. This is the real Cleveland Browns that can't really handle a situation whatsoever. So,
yeah.
Sorry to just rail on the Browns, but it's 100% true.
Yeah.
I can't. You can't tell me that that's not true after looking at their past few decades, at least in our
I'll give you that.
Lifetime.
And that's a problem. It's a reputation thing, and the only way you could solve it is by fixing it. But they're not going to fix it anytime soon, mostly because, well, your best player is now asking out.
Right.
They've had enough.
Yeah, and the teammates trying to convince him, they're like, I think we're almost there. You're not almost there. You're not. You're not even close.
You're not even close.
You need to figure – Nick Chubb is never going to be the same again. Never. After another injury like that, never.
And I love Nick Chubb.
I do too. I was a Nick Chubb believer. I was happy when he came back this season after that gruesome injury last year. And then to do it worse, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm not saying you're trying to laugh about it, but he will never be the same running back.
Yeah.
You can't keep doing that and coming back from that. And the re-injury risk is just going to keep going up, 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 up. And they have a lot to figure out. They're not right there. They're not right there.
No, Cleveland is farther off than they can be. And
that's why, and they're ready to take that cap hit because they're already doing it with Watson.
Right.
So take advantage of that right now and go get a star player. You can do it. They can afford it.
Yeah. You can work some gymnastics with your cap situation.
Because they know you need to work and they need to work. So you can there's
and that's why Garrett is the face again. Like, I'm more than happy to go get Max Crosby.
So am I.
Or go get Trey Hendrickson. Or try getting bold and go for Michael Parsons.
Yeah.
Like, Micah Parsons would be hilarious to get. Mostly because then we could also laugh at Jerry Jones some more.
Right. You can see Chad Michael Murray has taken the stage here. You see a lot of the One Tree Hill basketball jerseys.
Yeah, I'd never seen One Tree Hill basketball jerseys. That's fascinating.
I think that's part of the show. I'm not a One Tree Hill fan.
Hey, man, everyone's
cool.
Got their fans. Go get it. If you can get a jersey for One Tree Hill, go get it. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
So, One Tree Hill jerseys, Ryan. That's absolutely what I'm seeing here. Ladies here getting the on-air shout-out about the One Tree Hill jerseys. There you go. As Chad Michael Murray is one of the people here for the Legends and Expos show here at Batavia Downs. Ryan got his headset back with
us. Yes, I'm back. It's been exciting. You guys enjoyed your chicken fingers?
They were phenomenal.
Fantastic. I got a burger
here. It's
in
progress. Yes. I saw the burger. I stared at your burger.
Yeah.
You came back here. Yeah, I had the box open, and I'm like, oh, damn, the burger.
I had the box open, then I got a phone call. It's like the busiest thing. Like this.
Yeah, right. You're all around. I told people, if they're here, say hi to you.
Because, I am everywhere today.
Because you are the all-star here today.
You know, here's the thing about running shows, and here's the thing that a lot of our friends that we do business with, that we work with, running an event, you know, putting it on, and, you know, the wonderful people at Odyssey know this from over the years, running Kiss the Summer Hello, running things like the WGR Golf Tournament.
Oh, yeah, our promo
which
team
we hope
gets
we hope it
done.
Comes back someday. I'm hoping. You know, those days, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of moving parts and pieces. It takes a lot of knowledgeable people. And God bless the folks from Legend Stars that put on this expo. They're wonderful people. And, you know, they got a lot of volunteers that they have. They're, you know, the people they work with, their families come and help out too. But shout out to my staff, Meredith. And Angie and everybody that's working hard today on our side of things to get things ready. But, yeah, man, I'm just thrilled. I'll join you guys in the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll talk more about, you know, the dice roll and the rest of the day. So
sounds good.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. And once we do that, we'll be into hour three.
Yes, sir.
Of this show here. If you're heading down, $10 for admission, 12 and under free, at Batavia Downs here. They're available, I do believe, here until 4 o'clock. Right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Four o'clock here for the show. We're here until 2 right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.